This is Jacob. Today is going to be an extraordinary day down Gilead Lane because the answers to the mystery of Grace Andrews start to be revealed.
I can't see, Tommy. Where's my mommy? Daddy?
I've got to get out of here.
Take a deep breath. Here we go. Down Gilead Lane.
We never did find out what happened. Everyone was getting really mad? No, upset. Worked up. And they were just about to say something big. And that's when my conscience decided to step in.
Brooke, come on, we gotta go.
Hold on, I'll be right there. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad my conscience took over because we all knew Mom and Dad didn't want us there. They told us. It was an adults-only meeting. Besides, we hardly even know Dr. Kramer and Miss Gray. But I really wish that...
Brooke!
Just a minute! I want to finish my journal entry before we go! I wish we would have heard what happened with Mr. Richter that night. They were just about to say something really important. I could feel it, and I knew it had to do with Grace. We've been trying to figure this thing out forever. What the real connection is between Grace and the Richters. And just when we were about to hear a huge clue, we had to cut it short. Let me quick recap what we heard at the diner so I don't forget.
Are you still gonna take me to the craft store, Dad?
Mm-hmm, planning on it.
I wish I could go with you.
You gotta go to Mr. Keyes, though, because you...
He knows he can't go to the store, Haley.
What's taking Brooke so long anyway?
Well, you heard her. She's journaling.
And you know how she gets when she journals.
I know. And I want to get over to Mr. Keyes so he can finish sooner.
Hey, now, Michael. You know this isn't a rush job. You and Brooke are to do good work on whatever it is Mr. Keyes wants you to do. And you're to give him the entire time he needs for you to finish or whatever it is.
And me too. I'll give him my entire time, too.
Yes, right. And you too, Timmy.
That's what you want.
Yeah, but you don't have to go, Tim. Brooke and Mikey have to because it's their punishment.
Haley, Michael and Brooke know why they're going.
Well, I just wanted to be sure that Timmy knows he doesn't have to go. I mean, we weren't spying on you guys at the diner like they were,
so... That's enough, Haley Grace.
Okay. I just know I wouldn't want to do Saturday labor if I didn't have
to. Hey, you keep it up, and you won't be doing anything this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. But, Mom, you said you could take me shopping with you.
And I will, if you decide to listen to your dad and me.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Now, how about you run up and get Brooke, Timothy, huh?
Yes.
Tell her she can take the journal with her and finish when you break for lunch.
Okay.
Good.
Why does Brooke journal so much anyway?
I used to journal because it helped me sort things out.
You journal?
What?
You have a journal?
Is that so hard to believe? I still do journal sometimes. It's a great way to keep your memories stored so you don't forget the little things that you learn.
Well, at least I wish she wouldn't do it when people are waiting for her.
All right. And then we need to pull all the weeds out to make sure that the flowers...
Is this a weed?
No, Maya, that's a daffodil.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Mr. Keyes.
We're here.
Hi, Maya. What are you doing over here?
Well, I wondered when you Morrisons would get over here. Maya and I were about to start without you.
What took you guys so long anyway?
Brooke in her journal.
Sorry, Mr. Keyes, but we're all yours now.
Are we doing stuff inside or out?
Too nice a day to be inside.
That's true.
Maya can show you what I've already shown her. But I want to get all of these flower beds weeded and watered and mulched. And not just these in the front. The side beds, the backyard, and the property line all need work done.
That's a lot of flowers.
That's what I always told Mrs. Keyes. But she loved them. She sure did. The only one I'm really partial to is that one up there by the road.
By that old tree?
That's the one. Now, I see you've brought some garden supplies.
Yeah, we sure did.
But I'll go and get some more tools you might be needing. You can start by weeding. Maya will show you what to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, see ya.
I'll be back.
You just pull all these, but not the daffodils. And make sure you get the roots. Then just throw them in a pile and we'll pick them up later.
Okay.
You still haven't told us why you're here.
I had nothing better to do.
Hey, I know what you mean.
My mom and Tiffany are downtown for Tiffany's big dance recital.
Aren't you going to that?
Yeah, later. Caleb's already there, and he didn't want me hanging around him.
Why not?
I don't know. He just said I'm his pesky little sister. Anyway, my dad had stuff to do all morning, so he said we'd meet them there later. And I remembered you telling me that you'd be down here this morning, so here I am.
Is your dad picking you up here?
That's the thing. As soon as I told him I'll be here when he picks me up, he got all weird, and then he said,
hey, there's Grace and Finn.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Let's go see her.
Hi, Finn.
Timmy, don't call Finn. Remember, he's on duty, and you're not supposed to call a leader dog when they're working.
Oh, yeah.
Great day to be outside, isn't it?
It'd be better if we didn't have to be doing work.
Mikey, what are you all doing here at Mr. Key's?
Oh, we're doing stuff for Mr. Key because Brooke and I got in trouble this week, and this is what we have to do to make up for it.
And Timmy and I just came here to help.
Mom and Dad thought that since Mr. Key needed the help, we'd be put to good use, so here we are.
Well, it couldn't be a better day for yard work.
Where are you coming from, Grace?
Oh, Finn and I just went for a long walk, didn't we, Finn? We went down to the elementary school to listen to the work they're doing.
On the new addition?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be so awesome. The new gym's in there.
We like to go down there now and then, ever since they started this final phase of the project.
Because these are your dad's construction plans, right?
That's right. And it feels good to hear them doing something that my father actually started.
Well, doesn't it make you kind of sad, though?
Why would it make me sad, Timmy?
Well, because he's dead.
Timmy!
It's okay. You're right, Timmy. He is. But it doesn't really make me sad, because it just helps me remember him better. Making plans and blueprints like the ones they're using to build right now was what my dad loved to do.
And the memories make things closer, don't they?
Yes, they do. I believe that those memories are a gift from God. You never know how much the memories you guys are making right now in your life may mean to you someday.
I know what you mean. That's why I write so much in my journal.
Not your journal.
Oh, Michael.
Well, I have to get home, kids. Finn's hungry. And you all should get back to work.
See you later, Grace.
Bye.
Is it okay if I stop by when we're done here, Grace?
Oh, I'd love the company. See ya.
See ya.
Come on, this is gonna take us the whole day.
Well, you and Maya get started on the front beds, and Timmy and I will do the sides and back. Then we can work on Mr. Key's special one by the road later.
All right. Let's go, Brooke.
The yard's looking great, kids.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Once you finish all this weeding, we can do the last touch of spreading the mulch.
Yeah. And all we have left is that one up by the tree. Brooke's going to meet us there after our break.
And how long can you stay, Maya?
Well, I think my dad should be here in about an hour. That way we can get to Tiffany's dance recital on time.
Hey, you never finished what you were saying before about your dad and picking you up here.
Oh, yeah. He got really strange because he actually has to come down the street.
Gilead Lane?
Yeah, because he never comes down here.
But he picks you up at our house all the time, and we live on Gilead Lane.
That's what I thought, too. But then I remembered that he never really picks me up from your street. He always parks on Main Street since you guys live on the corner.
You okay, Mr. Key? You need some water?
No, I'm fine. You kids better get back to work.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the snack.
Anyway, he doesn't like Gilead Lane for some reason.
How come Brooke didn't take a break with the rest of you?
She said she wanted to finish her journal entry while she could.
I just have to finish this sentence.
Nuh-uh. You always have to just finish a sentence when you journal. We gotta work.
All right. I only wanted to get it all down before I forget it.
I don't know why you think it's so important to write down everything that happens to you.
Okay, kids. Good job so far. This is the last flower bed.
Mr. Key, can you please tell Michael that there's nothing wrong with wanting to document things in order to keep a memory?
Like your journal.
Exactly.
A memory is a very important thing, Michael Morrison. We should do what we can to keep them. It could be a journal, a photo album, or a flower bed.
Huh?
Never mind. You'll all need...
Hey, look, Mr. Key.
Look at what?
Your tree. It's got no bark on it in that spot.
I noticed that, too, when I sat down here to write.
I wonder why it's got...
Maya, isn't that your dad's car?
Yeah.
He's early.
Must have decided we go to the matinee show, too. I better hurry and grab my bag. He said he didn't want to wait down here.
Doesn't want to be reminded, that's what it is. I'll be up at the house after all this time.
Mr. Key sure doesn't want to be around Mr. Richter, huh?
Guess not.
Where's Maya?
Hi, Mr. Richter. Maya went up to the house to get her bag.
I told her to be ready. I didn't want to wait.
But you're super early.
So, you're going to Tiffany's dance recital tonight?
That's the plan.
Sounds like fun.
We're not going anywhere tonight. We're just helping Mr. Key.
I see that. Michael, would you run and tell Maya that we're in a rush?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere special like you guys are. We're just making all Mr. Key's flowers pretty again. This one's his favorite spot in the whole yard. It's for memory. You know, you really miss out when you don't come down here.
Timothy.
But hey, you're right on time. We just found something when you pulled up. Maybe you can help us figure it out. This big old tree.
What tree?
The one the memory flower garden is under.
Timmy, he's not interested.
This tree?
Yeah. You probably have to stick your head out the window to see what we found. See? There's no bark on that spot. It's just a... Mr. Richter?
Mr. Richter? Happened to him.
What? He saw the tree and then he just kind of went away. Like that.
What do we do? It's like he's lost.
No! Oh God, please, no! I'm coming, kid. Hold on.
I can't see.
It's Mommy. Okay. Grab my neck, Gracie. Put your arms around my neck.
Tommy! I can't see, Tommy!
It's okay.
Where's my mommy? Daddy? Dad! Dad! Help! Dad!
Dad? Dad? Dad?
Dad! Come on, stop it.
I have to leave.
You could at least wait for me to get in.
I just have to. I've got to get out of here.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Just stay with the Morrisons.
Is he okay?
I don't know what just happened.
Well, I think you should do what he said in case he comes back. Come home with us and we'll tell my mom and dad about it.
Good idea, Mikey. Mm-hmm. Let's finish up here. We should be done within an hour. Then we'll have plenty of time to get ready for dinner.
Are you still gonna go to Grace's, Brooke?
I think so, if there's time. Help me pick up these weeds, Timmy.
Okay. I wonder what Mom will say when he gets to Tiffany's recital without me.
I don't think he's going to a recital, Maya.
it's Brooke.
Oh, I'm in the living room.
I'm leaving my shoes on the porch. We got so dirty helping Mr. Key.
I'm sure he'd love the help. All those gardens. Could you give me a hand with this?
Whoa, what is that?
Well, it's an old-fashioned movie projector, and I need your help setting it up.
Sure.
I can't believe I remembered where it was, and it sure was dusty. Oh, I'm sorry, Brooke.
That's fine.
But you know, you got me thinking today.
I got you thinking?
Yes. When you were journaling, talking about the importance of memory, well, when I got home, I remembered that we had these old silent movies from when I was a little girl. But they haven't done me any good.
These are all of your family, Grace?
Yes. Oh. And I knew you were coming over. Brooke, I'm hoping that you will be my eyes and help me remember.
Grace, I'd love to.
Oh, good. Because the other thing that got me thinking today was the fact that you were working on that flower garden up by the tree. And if you hadn't guessed, that flower garden is there as a memory to my parents.
I wondered.
Mr. Key planted it in order to honor them. And you know, I think it's fine and lovely, something living and beautiful to remember my mom and dad. But I know how your imagination works, Brooke. And I don't want you looking at a gnarled old tree and having that be your only sense of my wonderful parents.
So you want me to help you with these old movies and get a picture of who they were?
Exactly. So let's get started before you have to get home for dinner.
All right.
I remember watching this one.
Oh, and now your mom's trying to help you eat the cake. Oh, it's all over your hands.
Well, you don't use a fork when you're only one.
Oh, wait a minute. Your dad's telling you to do something. He's pretending to wash his hair?
Oh, no. I remember what's coming.
Oh, no. He is not.
Yep, I know. He's waiting for me to do it, too.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you have frosting all over the place.
That was Dad's favorite trick at first birthday parties.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, that's it for this one. Hand me another.
Okay. Here you go.
Thanks. Your dad was funny, Grace.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Okay. I got it. Oh, wait. This one's of you a lot older. I think it's your front yard, but the trees are so much smaller.
Well, it was 30 years ago, Brooke.
Oh, yeah. You're in a nightgown, and you're running around in bare feet.
Hmm. How old was I, do you think?
Maybe 6 or 7.
Oh, do I have a jar in my hands?
Oh, yeah. That must be what that is.
Oh, I remember this night. This is one of the last movies.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Watch what we're doing with the jar. Is my mom out there with me?
Yeah. She was so beautiful, Grace. You look just like her, you know.
I do?
Yeah. You really do.
Good. I always hoped I'd grow up to be like her.
Are you catching fireflies?
Uh-huh. That's exactly what we're doing. They wanted me to have my very own jar full of stars so that I would remember.
Remember what?
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe.
Philippians 2:12-14, right?
Uh-huh. My mom and dad had me memorize those verses.
Mine did, too.
They were the last verses we memorized together.
Oh, Grace, your dad must have put the camera on a stand or something. He's in the movie with you and your mom. He loved her so much, didn't he?
Yes. Yes, he did.
The way he smiles at her. And she looks so happy. Oh, he just kissed her. And you put your hands over your eyes. Whoa, your dad just tackled you. They're both kissing your face and tickling you. And you're laughing but trying to cover up your cheeks. But they won't let you. And that's it. That's all, Grace.
Oh, thank you, Brooke. Thank you so much for giving me back some of these memories.
Thanks for asking me to do this with you. And for showing me who your parents were.
They were really something, weren't they?
They were amazing.
Make sure that the dishes are dry before you put them away.
Mom and I will be on the porch if you need us. Hello? Anybody listening?
Okay. That's more like it.
You bet. Have fun, guys.
Come on. We've been working all day.
We have not. It hasn't been that bad. Justin, will you grab the napkins? Mom wants me to wash them.
Yeah, I got them. So why were you late for dinner, Brooke?
Yeah, where were you?
Grace's. Maya, you don't have to help us with the dishes, you know.
I know, but I kind of like it. The maid always does our dishes.
That's what we need.
When's your dad coming to get you, Maya?
I don't even know where he went.
It was the tree that made him so funny.
Huh?
What tree?
Yeah, the tree by Mr. Keyes with no bark on it.
You know what I found out at Grace's?
What? Did
you find out?
Grace told me that's where it happened. That's where her parents died.
I knew it. What else did she tell you?
Well, she showed me some old movies of her and her parents, and
she did.
When she was little?
Why didn't you tell us?
I don't know. I was gonna say something at dinner, but it was just so unreal that I guess I wasn't ready. But the thing is, once I found out that tree is where it happened, and then seeing how it all...
I'll get it.
That might be my dad.
Hello? Morrison residence? Yes, I'll get them.
Who is it?
Mrs. Richter.
Thank you, Timmy.
You're welcome.
Hello, Monica.
Hi, Mary. Can you tell me what time Tom picked up Maya? They're still not here, and the evening performance is about to begin.
Oh, Maya's still here, Monica.
What? He hasn't even come yet?
No, he came, but then he left very quickly, according to the children. Have you tried his cell phone?
Of course I've tried his cell. He's not picking up. I can't believe he missed the matinee. He's never missed a performance.
Monica, does Maya have your cell phone number?
Yes.
Well, then how about we keep her here with us, and we will call you as soon as we find out anything.
I just can't imagine where he would be. This is not like him, Mary. It's not like him at all.
We'll do what we can.
Fine. Goodbye.
Well.
What is it, Mary?
Tom never showed for Tiffany's recital.
Oh, maybe something came up.
I don't think so, John. Something doesn't feel right here.
You think there's more to the story than what the kids told us?
I think we need to find out exactly what happened before Tom left Mr. Keyes.
Whoa, incredible. Mr. Richter is missing? And the truth behind Coleraine's biggest secret is about to come out. Meanwhile, Brooke sure had an amazing peek into the past when she watched the Andrews' old home movies. I wonder how all that emotion will impact her as the truth is revealed. But what do you think? What does Tom Richter have to do with Grace's blindness and her parents' death? And why has this secret been covered up so long? Log on now to the Gilead message boards at www.gileadlane.org to give your opinion. You can also read what others think about this powerful twist. This week's episode, The Beginning of the End, was written by Beth Culp, directed and engineered by Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. Down Gilead Lane is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Send letters to us at P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. This is Jacob. We'll be here next time with Part 2, The End of the Beginning, Down Gilead Lane.